Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Hello and welcome to the final episode of Life in Business before we become unstuck for solo business owners. It's exciting, exciting time. So thank you ever so much for being on the journey with me. Just to say, don't freak out at that. Same podcast, same link, same thing that you're subscribed to. It's just got a new name. Right? And some new branding and all that stuff. So you're in the right place and you will stay in the right place. But we're up leveling things a little bit now. So I want to talk to you today about what to do if you're feeling stuck as a solo business owner. And solo business owners, you know, I don't really like the term solopreneur. It just sounds a bit kind of, I don't know, a bit weird. But I guess that's what we are. But solo business owners is different to being a small business owner, managing director. But a solo business owner has its own unique sets of challenges because a solo business, you know, you're on your own, right? You're on your own all the time. You have to wear 300 different hats all the time and you have to make sure that you're your own, you know, your own champion, as well as your own most efficient possible employee. It's a lot. And the trouble is that when you feel stuck and you're a solo business owner, where do you go? What do you do? It's just like you haven't got a team where you can go, I don't know what I'm doing. It's a really real problem. And I think that it's probably the biggest challenge to get over or to mitigate in business. And it's not the one that's talked about a lot. The one that everybody's talking about is smashing 10K months and all this stuff. And it's like, yeah, okay, you know, maybe that's what you want to earn. Maybe that's not what you want to earn. But actually, wouldn't it be just great if you didn't feel as stressed, if you didn't feel as stuck, and you didn't feel like it was all just really, really exhausting? That's what I'm here to help you with. And that's why the podcast is being rebranded. That's why I'm going to be calling it Unstuck, because that's what I'm here to help you with. So yeah, it's exciting. Okay, so why is feeling stuck normal? Well, let me tell you that in my coming up for 14 years in business, I've probably felt stuck at least once a week, if not, there've certainly been periods of that being daily. And it's really difficult. And it is just, it's because you run everything on your own, right? You're running the whole show. You're doing the strategy. You're doing the content. You're doing the marketing. You're doing the delivery. That's four different roles just for those bits. So as well as the bookkeeping and the videographer and, you know, the cheerleader and the accountant and all this stuff, right? It's no wonder that you get stuck. And we choose to run our businesses because we choose to go into business, work for ourselves because we want financial freedom, because we want time freedom too, right? And the way to create time freedom ain't from going from one job as an employed person to 3, 6, 10 jobs as a solo business owner. And yet that's what you do, right? So it's no surprise that there's a feeling of stuckness and a feeling of overwhelm. And there's certainly no surprise that sometimes it feels like the hardest thing in the entire world, right? And that kind of manifests itself as feeling overwhelmed, feeling demotivated. Yeah, all been there. And it's kind of, I don't know, maybe a sense of failure, you know, a sense of disappointment in yourself sometimes that you're not further on and that you're not doing more or better or whatever everybody else on bloody Instagram says they're doing, right? It's really real and it's not a mindset issue in, you know, positive mental attitude, get you through this. It's not It's not as simple as that. It, first and foremost, it's a case of recognizing the fact that you're doing every goddamn thing and that's hard. Even if you've got a VA or an accountant or somebody, you know, ultimately the buck still stops with you. And that's quite difficult. And having these outsourced team members can take stuff off your plate, but you're still responsible for them. So it is, it's a pressure reliever, but also not entirely, right? It's still something that you're responsible for. So definitely this, none of this is a sign of failure. It's just a completely natural response to wearing all the hats. Years ago, I did, do you know, I wonder if it's maybe on, it's maybe an old YouTube video, I'm trying to think. But I did a video about wearing all the hats and I put all these different hats on and that it was just kind of quite funny to demonstrate how challenging it can be. Because the more you bring humour into stuff too, the more more it helps us, right? But wearing all the hats, it's difficult. Let's just acknowledge that it's difficult and it's that it's a reality. And it's a choice that you've made because wearing all those hats comes with so much freedom as well, actually, because you get to shape and grow and flex really quickly. You're very dynamic in that regard. And I think that that's an absolutely incredible thing about having your own business, being a solo business owner, is you don't have to wait for other people or, all the kind of, you know, bureaucracy that can go with everything else. So let's talk a bit more about that, right? Let's talk about the fact that you're not alone and there's nothing wrong with you for not having figured it all out. That's part of the journey, right? That's part of the beauty of it. And I think there's a myth of figuring it out on your own, especially for kind of smart, capable women, as you are, as we all are, right? We're smart, we're capable, we're driven, we're focused. You know, we might not always be quite as much of any of those things as we want to be, but ultimately we are all those things. And you're probably someone who's used to being the problem solver. And when you're used to being the problem solver, it can feel almost, shameful to admit that you're stuck. And I know that's something that I've certainly struggled with a lot over the years is, I don't know, it's like you've got to be the best, you've got to be the most focused and the most driven and the most successful. And I know a lot of that will come from your family dynamic, right, or your previous work dynamic or something. And you've got to prove yourself. And as a woman, you've got to, blah, 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 I'd work twice as hard to achieve half as much as men. All this stuff that we carry with us. But when you're used to presenting as the best, can be really hard to admit that actually maybe you're a bit stuck on some things or maybe you're finding things a bit of a struggle. And that's one thing that has always frustrated me about the coaching space. And I've been in this space for a long time, right? I've been coaching and supporting business owners for nearly 14 years. And to start with, I wanted to learn a lot more. So that was fantastic. But the thing that I've always found really difficult is where do I go when I'm having a bad day? I mean, thank God for ChatGPT, right? Because you can just tell ChatGPT these days or Claude or, you know, one of the other AI tools out there. You can offload into a space and you get some sort of response. But that's great, but that's only one dimensional. Because knowing that you're not alone, ChatGPT will tell you whatever you want to hear, right? Which serves its purpose for sure. Used it for that, but kind of admitting that you're stuck to other people and then going, yeah, me too, is like, or I've been there, or I know how you feel, and that's not in a negative, yeah, it's all woe is me, and this world of self-employment is a terrible place to be, but just in a I'm not alone. That's really hugely valuable. And I certainly never had that to start with and never would admit that things were tough. And funny, I'd had my business for a year. Let me think. Yeah, this was November 2012, I think. So I'd had my business for a year. And I'd gone away with my then husband and I worked every morning of that holiday. We'd gone to France in one November. It's beautiful. Did some walking and that in the afternoons. But every morning I worked because I was so overwhelmed. And he got my notebook and he wrote down, and I remember the title was, you know, things Libby needs to do to stop her head exploding. It was something like that. And he wrote down all these things and it was like a page and a half in this notebook. And it was insane. And it was very helpful for him to do that. But it was insane the amount of things that I was holding in my head and I was doing. And then I did get team members. So, you know, the business changed then. But, you know, not having this space where you can just go, there's too much. Somebody help me is quite, I think maybe quite, I don't know, I was going to say dangerous, but certainly damaging, right, to your mental health. And holding that much, as well as all the stuff that needs to happen in the house and just, you know, to keep yourself, like, cooking meals, to keep yourself alive, all of that other stuff that kind of goes on. It's a lot, right? So it's no wonder that figuring it out on your own is quite this kind of spiralistic myth. It's not something that you should be expected to do or that you should need to do. And the unspoken pressure to DIY your way to success is not healthy at all. It's, but you'll feel it because you're smart, because you're capable, because you've always sorted everything out, right? Because that's the way we have to be as women. And it isn't right. And I just want to say to you that you don't need to do that. You don't need to be the strong one all the time. It's very, very healthy. And my God, it's a relief to just not be that person for a while, to kind of let that go sometimes. That's what we all need to do. We all need a space in order to be able to do that. And it's not about capability, right? Because being capable doesn't mean that you should do everything alone. Being capable is just that you know a lot of stuff and you can do it, but it doesn't mean that you have to do everything alone. It doesn't, you know, trying to do everything can keep you stuck much longer than necessary and also lead to this spiral because bet your brain works a little bit like mine. Oh, I've done this bit. Oh, so now I need to do this bit. Oh, and then there's this bit and there's this bit. And, you know, you've done an entire business restructure behind the scenes because that's how your brain leads. And that can become a real sticky point, a real feeling of being stuck because it's just madness. You know, who needs to do all this stuff on? You don't need to be the systems architect of your business, as well as the accountant, as well as the managing director, as well as the content creator, as well as the videographer, as well as the ideas generator. Oh, as well as the practitioner who delivers the stuff, the service provider. You just don't need to kind of carry all this. Not to say the roles aren't yours, but you don't need to carry all the weight of that. And you don't need to make them all into full-time jobs either, because that's 5 jobs, 10 jobs. You know, and if you work that out on an hourly rate, you're probably getting a pence an hour, 1p an hour, which isn't fun. So what does it feel like to be, to feel stuck? And I say this so that we can kind of call it what it is, right? There is no shame to it. There's nothing, no shame whatsoever. This is just calling it what it is, right? A constant mind churn. Yes. A constant mind churn, which is overthinking everything, even the simplest of tasks, right? You get yourself into such a kind of stucky state that even the simplest things feel quite challenging. And that leads to procrastination so that you never actually kind of get anything done at all. So yeah, been there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sounds familiar, right? And also can manifest itself as avoiding decisions, you know, even the ones that you used to find easier or the ones you used to know the answer to. You second guess everything, right? And you're doubtful about knowing anything anymore or making any kind of decision anymore. And that's a real feeling of being stuck. And the reason that you get to that is because of this pressure and this overwhelm, right? It's not because you don't know how to do any of this stuff. Absolutely not. Also, feeling stuck looks like losing confidence. I think that's a big one for me, right? In things that you used to feel sure about, you used to know that you could do this. And then you just start to question and doubt everything because there's too much going on in your head and you've put too much pressure on yourself really by trying to be and do and have everything. You can be and do and have anything, but everything? No. It doesn't. Why would you want to? Like, why would you want to be, do, or have everything when you can be, do, and have anything? Yeah, it's different. It's a different way of framing things, and it's different choice. And feeling stuck actually is really, really lonely. It's a really lonely place to be, and it's a really frustrating place to be. And there's frustration in the loneliness, and loneliness in the frustration as well. And it just absolutely wears you down over time. And so you kind of, you know, you can kind of become a bit of a shadow of yourself, really, and you don't always realize that. But yeah, I know I've been there. I've been through it. There are still periods when I go through it, but I've done a lot of work on myself. I've worked with a lot of other business owners to help them through that in my Confidence to Grow coaching space. And so it does, the more people you help, the more you help yourself too. There is some kind of therapy and impact, I would say. But stuckness doesn't always come from the business plan. I don't think it ever really comes from the business plan. The goals and dreams that you have, whilst you might not be crystal clear on those, that's, you know, that's something else you can work on another day, right? But it comes from this internal noise. And if you're neurodivergent, I'm autistic ADHD, that internal noise is loud. It's noisy, 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 noisy. It's always do-do-do-do-do-do. There's some music, there's some na-na-na-na-na. There's like, oh, 50 billion things that I can be doing that aren't this, yeah? And that kind of manifests itself as like a fear of choosing the wrong next step. And it manifests itself as a lack of clarity about what you actually want, not what everybody is telling you to do, but what you actually want. And a feeling like you should already be further ahead. And that one really sucks. You know, one reason that my Confidence to Grow coaching space is runner's lifetime access is because this feeling that you should be done, I want to get rid of that. I don't want to run anything that's 12 weeks or 6 months or a year or whatever, because what happens when you get to the end of that and you're not fixed or perfect or exactly where you want to be? It doesn't help. Like if you're learning something specific, like how to use a certain type of software or something, sure, you learn that, right? So there's an end date on it. But when we're talking about getting you unstuck and moving you forward in your business, It doesn't ever finish. You're a million miles ahead of where you were, but there are always, new issues you encounter and new blocks to stumble over. So that's, you know, I absolutely really feel strongly that getting rid of this feeling that you should already be further ahead, one way I can do that is by giving you the space to never have to be finished, to be perfect. That's one of my kind of core beliefs that, and it's definitely something that I wish I'd had earlier on in my business, for sure. In fact, I've never been in a space like that. And that's why I created it, because I don't even know if it exists other than what I offer, unless it's therapy. But and if you recognize these hidden sticking points that you have, you know, the fear of choosing the wrong next step, fear of the lack of clarity and the kind of feeling that you should be further ahead, that stops, doesn't always stop, but it certainly pauses and mitigates the panic and helps to start untangle what's really going on behind the scenes, under the bonnet, inside your pretty little head. So things not to do when you are feeling stuck is, So 10 points for everyone that you've done, and the fewer points, the better, right? Burning everything down and rebranding at 1 a.m. Hello. And I'd just like to say the rebrand of this podcast from Life in Business to Unstuck has been a long time coming. This is not a reaction to feeling stuck. This is part of the journey and the process. So, but I have absolutely rebranded myself, I guess, you know, and that usually looks, it's just what it says in my Instagram bio. It's often never anything deeper than that. But impulse buying another course or joining another program that promises 10K in 10 days or some nonsense like that, you know? Sure, you can do that. It's not about the money that you earn in this regard. It's about the promise that you're chasing, right? It's the reasons for that. And, you know, I've signed up for a couple of really high level coaching programs that have kind of either been so toxically positive that it's been like, what the hell is this? This is not a healthy space to be, or you're the problem. Let's continue to work on fixing you. You're the problem. And that's really not good because you ain't the problem, right? Well, there isn't really a problem. There's something that just isn't sitting right, and that's what we can sort out. There's a feeling of stuckness and we can work through that. And please don't ever assume that more information will fix the feeling. You know, stuckness isn't a knowledge gap. That's really so important. You don't need to keep buying. You don't need to keep learning stuff. And I love learning, right? I'm autistic. I learn all day, every day. But you can learn about things that aren't anything to do with your business, because I bet you that you probably know enough already. Yeah, you might need to get a different email marketing software or something and you can learn that. But it's not, those alone are not going to fix a feeling of stuckness, right? They're what comes when you've unstuck yourself and you know where you're going and you know why you're there. But isolating yourself, it's not going to help either. And when you're neurodivergent, the shutting down is, you know, it is something that we do, right? We shut down to protect ourselves and we cut ourselves off from the world, maybe only for half a day, you know, maybe for weeks on end. But that can, it's not always the healthiest thing to do. Yes, sometimes you need to step back from social media for sure, but from the world at large and from your business, that's not the way to do this. You don't have to do this alone, but who you do it with, the community that you're in, is kind of really important that you choose, you know, kind of choose good things. So how to get yourself unstuck? Step back. When you're in the weeds, everything feels harder than it is. So if you do step back a bit and you do have the right conversations and turn off some of the noise, that will help you. Get it out of your own head will also help you. So you can do that by writing stuff down, otherwise known as journaling, but writing stuff down, voice notes, I don't know, even to yourself, talking to ChatGPT and talking it through with other humans, you know, being in a space like my Confidence to Grow space, that can really, really help you. Just saying things out loud often helps you to clarify what it is that you're feeling, or thinking, and reconnecting with your own version of success. You know, what does success mean to you? What's your vision, your mission, your purpose? What are all those things that you care about? What's the legacy you want to leave? This, what are you actually working towards? And does it still feel good? You know, going back to those foundations in business, so, so important to help you feel unstuck and go, what the hell? No, I'm working towards buying a Lamborghini. That's not what I want. I just saw someone in Dubai on Instagram with the Lamborghini and thought that that's what I needed. No, okay, let's just rebalance everything, everybody. You can't park a Lamborghini in Sainsbury's. So, you know, that's get yourself and remember what it is that you're doing, right? And ask for help. So reach out. You know, my DMs are always open. You can book a free call with me. I'm here to listen and to chat things through. Or obviously, come join Confidence to Grow, and then we can chat everything through in tons of detail. I don't know that working with someone or listening to someone or diving into Instagram where someone is barking orders at you is the thing that's going to help you, right? You don't need more like that. You need a space, some perspective, and whatever support that you choose to access that kind of fits with your life. And there's an importance in the consistency of that, right? Building relationships where someone knows that you went through that shit and now you're going through this shit and now you feel great and, oh my God, what's this? And now you feel great and, ugh, blah, blah. You know, that kind of consistency is really important. So surrounding yourself with the people who are on the journey for the long haul with you really makes a difference rather than chopping and changing and listening to lots of voices. That that isn't helpful. So, you know, a regular space or place that you can pause, you can reflect, you can relax, you can adjust will help your stuckness not to build up over and over again, because, you know, there'll be people on the journey with you and you can go on this journey together. And the right kind of support, it doesn't add more pressure. It gives you the permission to kind of stop and stop the spinning and all of that. So I'd invite you to do a kind of behind the scenes reflection, right? Think about how the work that you're doing has evolved and how your business has evolved already. For me, you know, it's massive, right? It's way less noisy than it used to be. There's way fewer things, right? If you want to work with me, you join Confidence to Grow. Simple as. There used to be tons of different workshops and programs and all that that I ran, but I've stripped it out for the sake of my own mental health and for the sake of my own clarity, but also to kind of get myself unstuck. This works for me and this works for everybody in it. And that's the perfect marriage, right? Of what you're delivering to people and how you're running stuff. And this is really part of this reason that I'm rebranding this to Unstuck. It's not kind of just fun and quirky, which, you know, there's kind of a bit of joke maybe around it, around some of the ways that I can use the word, but it's really deeply aligned to the next chapter in my business and in your journey. It's so important that I continue to evolve to match you at what you need. It's everything. It's the reason that I'm in business, right? And it isn't for me about shouting louder, although there are some drums that I will continue to bang quite loudly, right? It's about me serving you more clearly, yeah? Yes, your life in business matters, but the unstuckness in order to be able to live the life in business is what matters. So I'm meeting you kind of, you know, where you are now, with the truth and the support that you need. And that is just so, so important to me. So next week, something new drops. It's the same me. It's the same voice. It's the same heart that I share things with the same love, but even more aligned to the journey that we are on together and that I'm supporting you on, right? If you have enjoyed all, how many is it? 128. Episodes of Life in Business so far, you're going to love Unstuck. And you might not notice any difference apart from there's going to be a new intro and some new graphics, but I change the graphics periodically anyway. So hopefully you're going to feel really super at home in there. And I would love to hear from you. Like I say, my DMs are always open. I don't say that as just a token gesture. They are. You message me, I'll message you back, right? Or email me, whatever. So stay tuned. Stay tuned next week for what's coming, and share this with a friend, share it on your stories, and tell me how this has all made a difference to you, because, yeah, I really appreciate you being around and I love you being around. So I'm going to see you next week for Unstuck. Da-da-da-da-da. Lots of love. See you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.